Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman joins us once a week in the third hour on Fridays. He's coming up in the next segment with us. I'm going to play some audio and video clips of Cass Sunstein, President Obama's appointee to head the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, and the man who outlined a plan for the government to infiltrate conspiracy groups in order to undermine them in direct line for a promotion to Supreme Court justice. And he says illegally that he wants to go in and try to get them to commit violence to break up the peaceful people and so they can provocateur and arrest others. He says he wants to ban free speech in America. We're going to go over those quotes. He says you have no right to keep and bear arms, that they will overturn it within the next 3 years at the Supreme Court. That clip is coming up. He says he is going to get your guns. And he also talks about how much he loves communists. I mean, every czar I look at says Mao is great. Lenin is great. Hugo Chavez banning people's free speech is great. This is quite a crew. And remember, we had the Bush White House in reports saying they wanted to infiltrate and try to shut down conspiracy theorists. But the most important thing in all of this is he says in the report, and this is all in the articles we have posted, direct links to his white papers and videos, he says the conspiracy people are very dangerous. He says the conspiracy people are very, very dangerous. And why does he say we're dangerous? Because we're telling the truth. He calls anyone questioning anything the government says. If you think Goldman Sachs is corrupt, it's insane. It doesn't exist. It is mass mental illness. It is mass programming where they tell you what you can and can't think. This is 1984. We're going to Bob Chapman right after this quick break. Before we come back and get into this with Bob and the economy and a lot more, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's show possible. Cola Blue is one of them. They've got a special running until Sunday evening where you get $150 value. You get 2 years of free filters with the water filtration system that grabs water out of the atmosphere itself. ColaBlue.com. They've got the Cola Blue 28, the Cola Blue 30, and a bunch of other great units. People ought to buy these and send them to Haiti if you can get them there. They're trying to get a huge unit that can supply thousands of people there for free right now. But it's hard to get stuff into the country. The point is, ColaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Got a huge special running throughout the weekend until Sunday evening. The product code word to get huge discounts is Alex Jones. Again, ColaBlue.com. Or 1-800-691-6043. Continuing, new silver solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits. That's why the government's moving to restrict it, of supernatural silver. The powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. According to them, all the scientific reports they have on their site, silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics and is a non-toxic. It goes on. Visit their new link at InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It's essential for your emergency preparedness needs and is a great way to protect your family and friends. You cannot put a price tag on the health of your family. It's also just a great topical. That's what they're approved for, is topical, just amazing disinfectant, and lasts a lot longer than that crud they sell at the store. SupernaturalSilver.com. That's one word, SupernaturalSilver.com. You can also find the phone number on their website, SupernaturalSilver.com. And finally, for sponsors that have made the last 3 hours possible, Natural Silver, of course, but then also SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds, that's what Haiti needs, is seeds. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds are the highest value of barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds with the UN buying up all the companies and hoarding them near the Arctic Circle. That's now come out in the news. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Get yourself a seed bank for the spring and one to save, one to plant, one to save, or give it as a gift. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Get prepared today. SurvivalSeedBank.com. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman and the open announcements that they are going to take your guns by the White House.
Wow. All I can say is, wow, times are changing fast. Scary needles, laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I went over all the quotes yesterday. Actual quotes, and I'm going to go back over them again. From his report, Cass R. Sunstein, now the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, he says they're going to ban free speech, ban freedom on talk radio, ban internet freedom. He says the Second Amendment will be overturned. He says there's no history of freedom, that it's made up. He says watch in the next 3 years, and he said this a year ago, we will, this is a quote, we will, you don't be surprised if we overturn the Second Amendment, and laughs about it. And he's set to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice Sunstein wants to ban guns and free speech. We have the actual quotes and video, more than we can air here, at PrisonPlanet.com in this Paramount article. Paramount article that this get out to everyone. You know, I saw news articles about how, oh, he calls for fascism, the liberals said. Oh, he calls for censorship. He calls for COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO is illegal. It's illegal to go start groups and lead them to violence to blame it on conservatives or libertarians or peace groups. It's illegal. It was found to be legal in Congress and in the courts in the 1970s and 80s. I've got it all right here. COINTELPRO. According to the FBI records, 85% of COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and or subverting groups suspected of being subversive. It's illegal. It included the FBI putting out stories about Martin Luther King, which were proven to be lies about him whoremongering. They attack groups by saying open leaders making too much money, or they attack groups that are effective by saying the leaders are racist, or they attack groups by turning people inside their organizations against each other, or getting people hired into the organizations to commit crimes. Or they create other alternative media groups and then have them attack. And he talks about how to do that. How they go out and how they masquerade as us to then demonize the Patriot movement, anybody that's against government corruption. And even more importantly, he says we will ban conspiracy theories. And that means any criticism of government. He defines conspiracy theories like global warming not being real, or thinking the banks are corrupt, or questioning the official story of 9/11, which Farmer, the head of the 9/11 Commission lawyers, says is a cover-up. And 6 of the 10 members say that. They get to define reality. They get to say 2 plus 2 equals 50, not 2 plus 2 equals 4. He says it will be an outlawed conspiracy theory. You've got to read this for yourself, folks. This is published by Harvard and Chicago Law School, written by him. He says it is an outrageous conspiracy theory to say that sunlight is good for you. This will be banned. When every major study shows you need at least some sunlight. I mean, but even if it wasn't true, it's your right to say it. And he says, we'll put a tax on talk radio and the internet and people we don't like to begin with and then outright ban them. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we've written 5 articles on it. Sunstein attacks Second Amendment, Infowars.com, with links to videos and his own writings. Obama Information Czar calls for banning free speech. Obama Information Czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. And the most of all the important things, one of the most important is he says these people are incredibly effective conspiracy groups, people that say the government's corrupt. These people that say there's a world government are very effective and they're undermining our takeover. So we need to arrest them. We need to infiltrate them. But he admits that we are powerful and that the truth is powerful and that they're in deep trouble. And then I went and looked, and I already looked at a bunch of them. Every czar saying Mao Zedong is good. Every czar saying we need to ban free speech like Chavez has done. His diversity czar had said that. I mean, these people are outrageous. That's why the White House got rid of Van Jones. Not because of all the heat on him saying he was a communist, but because he said 9/11 might be an inside job. He had some soul to tell the truth. They didn't get rid of the White House science czar who called for forced sterilization of the public through the water supply and a planetary dictatorship to carry it out. Eco-science. Mainstream news, Associated Press, Fox News. No. They got rid of Jones because he was at some level a real activist, even if I disagree with his politics. For the rest of the hour, Bob Chapman normally joins us. Army intelligence, fought the communists, with the biggest private silver and gold broker ever, lived in South Africa, France, Germany, all over the world. Expert on the economy. I get him on about that, but he also is an expert on these people who have been fighting them for 45 years. Bob, I had read articles months ago about Sunstein in mainstream news saying, oh, he does want to restrict the internet. Is that fair? Like it's mainstream and okay. I hadn't actually read or watched the videos of him and watching it. And then when I put the name Czar in, I found a bunch of other clips. I'd put in Obama Czar calls for banning guns, and I'd find 6, 7, 8 other czars saying it. I mean, this is worse than I thought, Bob Chapman. These people are arrogantly and openly out in the open saying, if you say anything we disagree with, we are going to arrest you, and we are going to take your guns. I mean, it's incredible, Bob.
You're right, and they finally have totally come into the open. And so evidently over the next year or so, or perhaps two, they're going to attempt to get people's guns. And I think how they're going to do it is by joining in with the U.N. and using the U.N. excuse to go and collect everybody's guns.
The treaty, that's Associated Press. Obama says he's going to sign the treaty, and even if the Senate doesn't ratify it, the U.N. treaty says no private ownership of guns. I mean, it's really happening.
Well, you know, this infiltration business, it's been going on for years. I ran into it starting in 1965, and I actually had a friend of mine who was working in a store, and he was also a person who was an expert in weapons, and he was a person who fixed them as well. And he got a visit one day from the FBI and the BATF, and they said that if he didn't cooperate with them, they were going to put him in jail, and trying to put me in jail, and because I was outspoken. And so they have been doing this sort of thing for years and years. They've been infiltrating groups for years. It's not only the federal government, but the federal government, like with the FBI, would go to local police departments and recruit them.
Yeah, mainly state police.
Well, yeah, it was state police, but they went to the local level. And I've discussed this with, I lived in Los Angeles for a long time, with the LAPD, because I used to shoot with a lot of those people. And also with someone who was second in command there who went to take over the Beverly Hills Police Department, who was a next-door neighbor of mine eventually. And so he told me exactly what they were doing. And so it's really nothing new. It's just that they've been doing it illegally for years, and now these people have come out and said, the game's over for you. You can't speak about the government, against the government, or question the government anymore, and we're going to come and get your guns. And so I think people have got to decide and make plans for what they're going to do and these eventualities.
Well, that's the nail on the head, is that it came out in Congress, people went to jail, COINTELPRO is illegal, and then you have the White House head of information and regulatory affairs who implements all this executive bureaucracy. He decides what they can do, and he's saying, we're doing this. He's openly calling for committing crimes. That's the difference. Why would they arrogantly come out in the open? Is this a public threat or a way to legitimize it with all their minions who go, is this really legal?
Well, I think it's a threat. This is a threat, especially when you have that many people saying relatively the same thing. They're saying, we're going to come and get you. This is the Mayo mentality. And, you know, what do you say to that? I mean, how many groups are there in the United States who get together and are militia or shoot or whatever? And, you know, there's not that many people who do that. You know, it could be a smokescreen as well to make the people who would vote for them to keep them in office. They're appealing to people who don't want people to have guns. You also have to consider, too, maybe the blatancy that you're seeing right now is a follow-up to the plunge in approval of the president, which is running somewhere between 35 and 40, depending upon which subject that you choose.
Well, what about how he goes on, Bob, to say, and I'm going to find the quote here in a moment. I read it several times yesterday. He says, these people are very effective. They're taking over. They threaten us. And he doesn't just say gun owners. He says, anyone criticizing government, including if you say sunlight is good for you, that will be illegal. I mean, that is cuckoo. I mean, he's saying, I am God. You cannot have any alternative opinion of what we say or you're arrested.
Well, he's talking about you and I and people like us. And quite frankly, Alex, we've talked about the success that we've had. And we've got the conspiracy running all over the place trying to find out what to do next because we've got them on the run. And that probably prompted some of these recent statements as well. We've been very, very effective. And what will they try to do? We don't know yet. But I don't know that the people are going to sit still for it.
Well, Bob, there's something psychological going on here because I see it over and over again. He says, there's no such thing as a global government. If you say that, you'll be arrested. When it's all over the news, they're establishing world governments. So he knows it's all going on. He's pushing it. But he's just saying, look, you don't see anything like the mafia says, or you're going to sleep with the fishes. He's saying, you do what we say. And he picks something like the conspiracy theory that sunlight's good for you to just make it asininely broad.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So they can do anything they want.
But I think there is some megalomania mental illness here, though. I mean,
well,
have them openly praising Mao, openly praising arresting us. I mean, these guys really must think they're invincible. But then he goes on to admit they're in trouble. I guess it's like cockroaches when you poison your house, and before they die, they all start fornicating. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry, this 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
It's clear that the establishment wanted to use the backlash against Bush, who was only carrying out the globalist policy, to bring in their new puppet, to build him up as a messianic leader, Obama. He has now fallen faster than any president ever in the approval rating. Mainstream news says about 40. A lot of the other polls show 35, as Bob Chapman mentioned. So they really wanted to come in with a type of red terror with the banks using their communists, as they always do, to loot and rob everybody during the crisis they created. But now, clearly they're freaked out. Clearly on every front, they may not even pass their health care now. That's in deep trouble. The Democrats are in a huge exodus. They know it's political suicide, but the banks are demanding this new tax. The liberals have found out it's all a robbery. We are routing them right now. So, yeah, they are blustering, saying, okay, we're going to take your guns, we're going to arrest you. But this is what he was saying in white papers for the White House. I don't even know if it was meant for public, but it's in mainstream news that they're all saying this. I see the biggest problem, Bob, is they brought in all these illegal aliens as their clients in Europe and the U.S. to pull the lever to vote for this. And so they think they're going to win still long term. What do we do? Educate the populations they brought in?
No, I don't think that's possible. Most of them are people who don't have beyond sixth grade educations. And I don't think that's easily doable. I think when they would get into a difficult economic situation, that you might be able to appeal to them just on a common sense basis. But that's a hard thing to do. We've got to keep on trying to get at the mainstream American who sees things going on and doesn't have an explanation. And we've got the explanation for them, which is reasonable and truthful. And, you know, they're stalling for time. The longer they stall, the better it is for us, because it gives us the opportunity to try to accomplish what we've been accomplishing. I think, you know, I hate to hear what he had to say, but I'm glad to hear we're pushing them right to the edge. They are running around in circles.
But again, they now admit, mainstream news, I printed several articles today, that he's the guy tapped, that's why they moved him into the White House, to be the next Supreme Court justice when Ginsburg leaves. I mean, how could you have someone for Supreme Court who openly says ban free speech? He actually says, let me read quotes, government might ban conspiracy theories. That's a quote. Government might impose some kind of tax, financial or otherwise, on those who disseminate such theories. Then he lists them as global warming is a deliberate fraud, illegal, as saying there's a plan to get our guns, while he separately gives speeches saying they are going to ban them.
Desperate people do desperate things. It's a counterattack, and it's not going to work unless they try to implement them, and then they'll have to deal with the public. The longer it takes them to implement them, the better it is for us, because we get more time to educate people. And it has been an educational process.
Bob, you've been fighting this for 45 years. I've been fighting it for 16 years, 14 plus on air. But just as a red-blooded human who wants freedom, when I see people openly praising Mao and saying they're going to take my guns and saying they're going to ban my free speech, I mean, I literally have been in a super aggressive mood the last day and a half, hopping around the office, barely controlling myself, punching holes in walls. I'm not even really angry. I'm just in absolute war mode where I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I know a threat of a bunch of dirty scum openly calling for criminal COINTELPRO to infiltrate my office and set me up and send me to prison. I mean, this little piece of crap needs to be arrested, not in the White House running all federal laws.
Well, you're right, but how do we bring that about?
I just can't look at his picture.
We can try to get the right people in Congress. Maybe they'll stop it. It's our only legal avenue. I mean, they don't care whether they break the law. They make the law. They don't care about the Constitution. They do what they feel like doing. And that's, you know, what you've said throughout the program is a perfect example of that. And so we're going to have to try to work through the system, which we are and have been. And if it doesn't work, well, then we'll have to use something else.
What is the bully psychology of flaunting that they're in charge and they're going to take our rights and openly throwing it out and announcing it and then always denying it separately? What is the point of that?
Well, it's psychopathic is what it is. Because they just don't care.
Land of the free, home of the brave, with a bunch of people saying they're communists who work for offshore banks, robbing everything, saying we're bad because we want free speech in the Second Amendment. And he's going to be our next Supreme Court justice, probably, unless we stop him. Bob, let's continue. You want to play some video clips, audio clips of him, and then get into some other issues with Bob Chapman. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
For a month, Chris Matthews, producer, has told me he was coming to Austin to interview me this Sunday. They just called up. I just talked to her. His crew is still coming here, but Chris Matthews has chickened out. I mean, even with a taped interview, I didn't approach them. I don't care about being on the show. I already took it over for an hour in Denver live. Anytime I want to be on the Chris Matthews show, I can just go to a major event where he's broadcasting live and just take it over like I did Geraldo Rivera. Then they tried to bait and switch and say, well, now he's going to come to Houston. Will you come to Houston? I said, no. You want to come here? That's fine. And then, they called just now and said they're not going to be able to come, but is it all right if they come? And then I'm sure that'll be canceled too, which is great. I don't want to be around them. It just shows how the establishment doesn't know how to deal with me. Because they know no matter how they mischaracterize us, how they take us out of context, how they spin us, no matter what they do, I like hit pieces. Because people then actually come and find out what we're doing and how we document everything. Speaking of documenting, we're going to read some quotes and also play some clips of one of the top White House czars over the implementation of all law through the executive and get Bob Chapman's take on that. I did want to just briefly tell you, we get sent new videos and books almost every day. In fact, now it's sometimes multiple times a day, and I turn down the vast majority of them. It's got to be well-produced, cover a lot of facets, and be really informative before we sell it on the InfoWars.com video bookstore. Well, I got a video that I'm not just proud to carry. I'm really excited about. It's got Daniel Estulin. It's got G. Edward Griffin. It's got Catherine Albrecht in it and so many others. It's called Shadow Government, How the Global Elite Plan to Destroy Democracy and Your Freedom. And it breaks down the total control grid, and it does it from a great perspective to really wake people up. So I hope people will order Shadow Government today. And it's got a little bit of a Christian perspective in it, so it's really good for churches and groups like that as well. So, again, it's a Shadow Government. You can get it for, what is it, $18, 17-something at Infowars.com, discounted, and get Fall of the Republic for $9.95, half price, or get a T-shirt for $5.95 when you get it with Shadow Government, some of our best-selling T-shirts. We're almost out of the Obama Joker shirts. When they're done, we're not going to sell those anymore. That's one of our best sellers. It's a limited edition. There's still some sizes of that left. You can check it at Infowars.com. But we've got a bunch of other T-shirts in all sizes for you, so you can still get the T-shirt for $5.95 when you get it with the films and a bunch of other discounts. Also, today is the last day, but we're so limited on staff, it'll probably run through the weekend, and then there'll be new banners up and new specials Monday. We may even change it tomorrow, but the point is, you can get 5 months free until we take it down this weekend. We do it every year, part of December, part of January. 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. We simulcast the radio show in living color, full production, video, document cams. Adds a whole new dimension, archives of that show, better audio archives, video archives, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. In April, it'll be 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's got to be 10,000 or more pieces of audio and video. And you can download it, burn it to disk, give it to your friends and family, and a library, an armory of resistance and info war on every subject you can imagine, every permutation of info, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also call toll-free to get Shadow Government or the other films, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I've been ranting over Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice Sunstein. Openly says ban guns. Openly says ban free speech. How arrogant are they saying he's the guy they're going to tap when Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves? Again, I mean, they think, I guess it's that mainstream. They know they're tyrants. They know the Congress are tyrants. And that they think they can get him through despite this. What does that say about him?
It says that they think that, although they want us to think, they're in total control and that we can't do anything about it. And I get news for them. They're not in total control, and we can do something about it. And besides, the minute we stop trying to keep our freedom, we may as well just go and join them and live on our knees as slaves. And so I believe that this is a move out of desperation as well to come out and say these sort of things and come out and say that they want this man to be on the Supreme Court. But, you know, they're being forced to do that. I mean, we've met them at the pass, and they're fighting and we're winning. This is the first time ever. I mean, they've had everything to themselves for years and years and years. And so I think we got to keep on doing what we're doing. I mean, it's no wonder they're upset. I mean, the things that you just said about the product that you have out there to tell people, you know, what's going on and how to understand it and what the facts are, it's killing them. I mean, what you've done is enormous.
Well, it's what we've all done.
Everybody else has helped who's involved, too, but they haven't had the impact that you have.
Well, when Obama deception's been seen more than 30 million times for free online, 4 million for Fall of the Republic, and all my films, everything, it just continues. We are literally reaching hundreds of millions of people every 4 or 5 months or so in one way or another in media, and the hundreds of interviews I do, the thousands you do, Bob. And there's hundreds of us that are prominent, that know what we're talking about, that don't get caught up in the COINTELPRO, who don't get caught up in the infighting. Briefly dealing with COINTELPRO, for those that don't know, that's this infighting mechanism. Tell people how you can spot COINTELPRO. Obviously, all these fake patriot sites that all they do is attack other people. It's come out, they're COINTELPRO. Hal Turner, the top Nazi, COINTELPRO. Now it comes out he's FBI agent in federal court. Oklahoma City, COINTELPRO. I mean, they've got to cast us as the bad guys somehow. And he says in these reports he wrote, Sunstein says, we have to attack them as conspiracy theorists because no one believes us anymore. So it's kind of schizophrenic. He says, oh, we're all powerful, but, man, these people are hurting us. We've got to pose as them to somehow try to get everybody fighting with each other, just like they did in the 60s to groups and the 70s and 80s to conservatives. But this isn't working anymore, namely because too many people are standing up and speaking out. They don't have the personnel to get it done, Bob Chapman.
You're absolutely right. And with this COINTEL program, you can usually spot these people pretty easily because, you know, they won't be around for very long and they'll be telling you, don't you think we should go over there and attack the police barracks and shoot everybody in there? I mean, this is the kind of things that they come up with. And you have to be awful dumb to get sucked in on it. They'll try anyway. But those people are already out there. The government already has them out there. They've had them out there for years. I mean, one time I came back into the country, and they were waiting at the airport for me. I mean, you know, they don't give up either, but they don't have the personnel to reach the people like we do. Nobody, well, let me put it this way. There's a lot of people who do not believe anything that they hear on the regular AM, FM radio or on television.
And those numbers are growing.
And they're all gravitating toward what we're talking about. I mean, I get more letters, people say, gee, it's so nice to have somebody tell the truth.
But that's what he says. He says they're not just trying to set us up. He says they want to do that, go into peaceful groups and run off everybody by talking about violence and then imprison those you can, which is calling for crimes. He says that they pose as us to mix in disinfo and to get us all fighting with each other. So he's saying the government's, which we have articles here, where CENTCOM admits it, the military's doing it. It was going on under Bush. It isn't just the liberal variant, which isn't even liberal. I mean, these are just criminals. But I mean, he's openly announcing that they're committing crimes. I guess he wants to just set the precedent and just act like it's normal to do this.
Well, you know what they have done? And I've noticed this quite distinctly over the last 10 years. Up until that time, the people who were listening to me and what I had to say about the different subjects that I discussed, they were pretty conservative people. And at the last 10 years, half of my subscribership is conservative. The other half are ex-liberals, Marxist, Leninists. I mean, people that have all come into the middle together. And this has to be just sending them up a tree because they don't know what to do about it. So they.
Well, that's my next issue, is that reading the Village Voice, Raw Story, literally scores in the last 3 or 4 days on this guy, it was the liberals, the real liberals, and I don't agree with their ideology given to them by the banks, but the next step is for them to wake up to collectivism being a fraud, and they're starting to do that. Every comment on Raw Story, which is huge, on the article said, he's a fascist, just as bad as Bush. They all work for the banks. It's global government. It's New World Order. My God, Alex Jones is right. I mean, literally, they're in there saying that. Alternet, all these sites, even though they're run by Soros, a lot of them, their own people are bolting from the reservation going, oh, my God, it's all true, New World Order. I think it's sabotaging themselves. I want this scumbag to continue saying what he's saying.
Well, he's certainly waking people up, people who are on the edge, people who said, gee, I don't have time for this. My wife and I are working 2 jobs each, and we can hardly get to see the kids. You know, we rush into the house, make dinner, eat, and go to sleep. And all of a sudden, they're going to say, gee, these people are coming out and they're saying, if I disagree with anything they have to say, they're going to put me away. That's not right. I mean, they've gone too far. And so this is opening the minds of people even further. And again, desperate people do desperate things, and that's what they've done.
But Bob, isn't it also that they've misjudged a lot of the public? I mean, part of the public are a bunch of cowards, 25% or so. And so by saying you're not allowed to question the government, you're not allowed to question global warming, or we will arrest you, I saw that 5 years ago in the British news. Last year they called for arresting Lord Monckton for treason. and said, execute him. The liberals now want to kill people. You know, they're only against the death penalty when it's for themselves, but they want to kill us. Now they're saying it here, and I think they're making the calculation that they are the mommy, they are the daddy, they will tell you what you're allowed to talk about, and then all the yuppies and everybody will hear them say they're not allowed to question, and so they're taking political correct. I mean, it's like Chris Matthews over and over again saying, if you question government health care, you are a racist. That's a quote. And no one was talking about race. They just inject it through COINTELPRO to create more divide and conquer, and that blew up in their face. So, but they really think they're God.
Well, they certainly do. Just read the Foreign Affairs. I've been a subscriber since 1960. And when I wasn't a subscriber, I bought it off the newsstand. And it's all there. They can't keep their mouth shut. It's as simple as that. It's pretty easy to run down their ego. And look at Wall Street. Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, tells us he's doing God's work by stealing our money. I mean,
and then we had the TSA guy. And we had the TSA guy last week in L.A. go crazy and start saying, I am God, I am in charge.
Well, that's to be expected from people like that. I mean, look at people go through at the airport. I won't even travel.
That's another issue. The naked body scanners are now going into courthouses nationwide. They summon you, force you to come, and then record your naked body and put it in a database.
That's right. And it's only the beginning as they damage your DNA.
Well, remember The Running Man in 1984 where Schwarzenegger's going around and billboards are announcing report of family member, get a double credit, cadre kids? They now are putting up billboards in New York, and they're saying nationwide rollout, jumbo screens with the FBI giving you anti-terror messages. We are literally worse than North Korea now.
Well, I'll go along with that. And I think most of the people who are listening will as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening to this program. It's up to you out there. You've got to absorb all this, and you've got to tell people what our government's trying to do to us. We'll get the information out to you, other than just here. InfoWars has got, what did you say, 5 different pieces on it?
Yes.
There you go. Go to InfoWars. Copy them, send them out to everybody you know, whether you think they're going to turn you down or not. You know, you never know until you ask for the order whether you're going to get it. Well, in this case, you're never going to know about people accepting what you've got to say. You don't know what's going to pull somebody's chain.
Well, it's not even accepting. We have the video and audio. In fact, here is a clip of him saying we're going to ban hunting outright and the Second Amendment isn't an individual right. And the next 3 years, look for the judicial system to overturn it. Here's that clip of the White House head of regulatory affairs, the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. Here it is.
They're animals. Well, to ban hunting, I suggest, if there isn't a purpose other than sporting fun, that should be against the law. It's time now, sir. With the previous speakers, I believe the human interests certainly count in the overall balance. But most of the time, the problem is animal interests are not counted at all. They have zero weight. In the long run, if this is correct, our willingness to subject animals to unjustified suffering will be seen as Bentham and Mill thought as a form of unconscionable barbarity, not the same as, but in many ways morally akin to, slavery and the mass extermination of human beings.
My coming view is that the individual right to bear arms reflects the success of an extremely aggressive and resourceful social movement and has much less to do with good standard legal arguments than appears. We have seen an unbelievable transformation in the culture of the Second Amendment in a short time. As late as the early 1990s, Consider, for example, that part of the law of the District of Columbia that requires citizens to keep lawfully owned shotguns bound at home by a trigger lock. Suppose that a citizen objects, as citizens have been objecting, that the trigger lock interferes with his efforts at self-defense against criminals. What on earth does that have to do with the Second Amendment as originally understood? My tentative suggestion is that the individual right to have guns, as it's being conceptualized now, is best taken as a contemporary creation and a reflection of current fears, not a reading of civic-centered founding debates. Modern gun owners who are invoking the Second Amendment on the basis of a principle they favor are perfectionists, not so different from older people who tried unsuccessfully, I'm pleased to say, to get the Equal Protection Clause read to strike down mandatory retirement laws. Well, in terms of judicial developments, it is striking and noteworthy that well over two centuries.
Stay there. We're
going to
come back. This is the key part of the clip. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. We're just normal people that want the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We studied it. We have offshore banks robbing us, looting us, setting up NORTHCOM, militarizing police so they can get away with robbing us. They think they're God. They hate the general public. They want to reduce the world population. And they've got so many yuppies and mainline people thinking they're part of the system and part of the power structure. You're not. And police and military are really waking up. The general public's waking up. Everybody needs to speak out and stand up. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. And, Bob, I've been trying to talk to you during the break, but you were away. If you'd like to ride shotgun 20 minutes to the next hour, if you can't, got something else to do, that's fine. Because I want to get into Bankstergate. You were talking about it last week with us. It's now big news. Timmy Geithner and the crimes he's committed. Open discussion of him being indicted or having to step down. No, he's just a bag man. Needs to go further. Bob, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else on the Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice Sunstein wants to ban guns and free speech? I'm going to finish that clip, just the gun part. I forgot to play that. Anything else on this guy?
Not really. Just go ahead.
Guys, do you have that gun part queued up again, the very last part? Just play the 30-second clip, just the isolated clip of him, where he specifically says, after he says the Second Amendment, you heard the part of the clip, you know, isn't really for individuals, and it's a new idea. That's that same party line. They got caught publishing that fake book that was a lie 5 years ago, and they the professor lost his tenure, also from Chicago, that said it. We exposed that fraud. Professor Lott did. Then he goes on to say, look for it to be overturned in the next 3 years. Here he is.
In terms of judicial developments, it is striking and noteworthy that well over two centuries since the founding, the Supreme Court has never suggested that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to have guns. Not once. It would be amazing, though, given that fact, though don't be surprised if the first time it happens is in the next 3 or 4 years.
So, this guy is saying you have no right to keep and bear arms. Bob, there weren't rulings against the Second Amendment until 1933, and that's when they first restricted it. It's been a universally understood right, no laws over it, just like no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The federal government has no jurisdiction, neither do the states. That's one of the few things that the Constitution says the states don't have, even. And under the 10th Amendment, it's reserved to them. And now, look, the church is under 501c3 or completely government-run. I mean, this guy, as a constitutional lawyer, he knows he's a liar.
You know, one of the things that I catch in his speaking about all this, he doesn't come on to me as being particularly intelligent, and he seems very tentative about what he's saying. And that would bear out what you're saying in the fact that he knows that he's lying.
Well, he's a Nelly, too. I mean, why are these guys always a bunch of Nellies?
Oh.
Well, let's not. I mean, the point is they're all, I mean, we're ruled by a bunch of Nellies. When are men going to stand up against this, Bob?
Well, it will get there. We just got to keep on doing what we're doing, and the audience has got to keep on doing what they should be doing and informing everybody that they can. And then we can stop these people, and we start by getting Congress dismissed. And we get new people in there and say, look, we don't want you getting paid off by the pharmaceutical companies and the banks and the insurance and Wall Street who really run our country. We don't want that anymore. And we don't want you to go up there and do what we don't want you to do. We want you to represent us, not those people.
And they're saying, talk to the hand. Talk to Northcom. We're outlawing your speech. We own you now. Back in 1 minute. Let's get into the healthcare takeover, Bankergate, and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.